flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. It was exactly 1 year and 10 days ago, I know because I went and looked it up this morning, that we opened our show by welcoming our next guest, who was the guy, and still is the guy, who gave Adam Peters his first job in the NFL. Scott Pioli, NFL Network analyst, multiple Super Bowl winner as an executive in the NFL. Did you think that 1 year and 10 days later, we would have you back to talk about the Commanders in the NFC Championship game?
I knew we'd be having this conversation or something close to it at some point. I can't say that I thought we'd be having it 12 months later, Craig, that's for sure. But you know, I remember that call and that conversation too, and then we even talked a little online and how happy and excited I am for Washington fans, because you know when Washington football is good, it's good for the NFL. It's it's good.
It's fantastic. People ask me, "Oh, how you doing?" I talk about the Washington Commanders for a living. How do you think I'm doing? I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. How are you? What about, like, obviously you saw something in Adam Young. You hire him as a scout and you watch his career, and people, if they want to go back and listen to that interview, I'd certainly recommend it for all the background information. But what about what he's done in the last year has impressed you most?
I think it's a combination of things, right? I think it's the head coach partnership that he has, which is, I mean, that is the most important thing, right? The most important thing is the head coach hiring and the head coach partnership. The next most important thing is who's your quarterback, building the team, building the locker room, building your staff, right? Getting things in place. And in this 1 year, he's done a lot of things. You know, and I think we talked about this on air last year, talking about what were some of the things I respected about Adam and liked about Adam. When I met him when he was a young guy. He had just finished playing at UCLA. He was a graduate assistant coach, you know, getting people coffee and doing whatever he had to do. And one of the things, you know, when I first brought him on board at the New England Patriots, I remember distinctly was how much respect he showed for some of our older scouts. There was a guy by the name of Larry Cook, who was our college director, had transitioned, was our West Coast scout, and Larry was, you know, in his latter years, and another guy by the name of Jake Hallam, who were terrific coaches. And I watched and paid attention to how Adam treated those folks. I remember Larry Cook's wife saying, you know, how respectful and how much he looked out for Larry when they were on the road together. And that meant a lot to me. And I bring up that story because I think as you watch how Adam built out his front office staff, his personnel staff, he had the intelligence or the good decision-making to keep people like Doug Williams and Martin Mayhew. He brought in Lance Newmark, who had been a lot of places. He brought in some other people, Scott Fitterer. He did not allow his ego get in the way of surrounding himself with good people. And guys like Martin and Doug being able to provide wisdom and experience, I think has been a really important part. But again, not surprising knowing Adam and how he handles and treats people that have experience with respect.
Scott Pioli, NFL Network, with us here on the Hoffman Show. I love that story, and it leads perfectly into a version of the next question I wanted to ask you. And that's kind of just about some of those guys, like the guys that he kept, the guys that he brings in, some of the positions they create to flush out this front office, I think is amazing. Is there any one of those in particular that stands out to you, or a couple that you think, wow, that was a really, whether it's innovative or just like he saw it somewhere else and it worked and he decided that was something I want to do, move or position or person that he brought that really stands out to you?
No, I just go back to the... You know, I mean, Marty's around too, right? Marty Herney's. There's a lot of really smart people that learn how to do things, and sometimes institutional knowledge and, things that Doug has, things that Martin has. I think that whole idea of I don't know if that's innovative. But he saw it firsthand. I mentioned some of the older people we had at the New England Patriots. There's also another guy around that he got to know by the name of Buck O'Kilroy, who was, one of the founding fathers of scouting, and he was in his 80s, and we kept him at the Patriots. And I think I don't know if this is innovative or not, but making sure that he surrounded himself, again, with experience and knowledge, because none of us has all the answers, no matter how good we are, no matter how talented we are. I think it goes back to, again, him having enough understanding and humility I don't know if that's innovative or not, but there's a lot of people, when they ascend to those positions, think they got it all figured out. And to me, that was so critical.
For sure. Let me flip the question and see if this is a better way to ask it then. Because, like, Martin Mayhew was certainly a name that people around here could not wait to get rid of, because they're like, oh, he's one of Rivera's cronies. Mm. Like, it was a failed administration. Get him out. Marty Herney, same thing. I mean, Marty and Ron go way back in Carolina. Scott Fitterer is available because he gets fired in Carolina after he helped replace Rivera in Carolina. And on down the list, like, all these guys, like Newmark is one thing. He was lower and they gave him a promotion. But they brought in a lot of guys who clearly had skill sets that helped them get high roles in the first place, but maybe that job was either too big for them or whatever the reason is, structurally, whatever, that they failed or were no longer welcome in the positions they had. How do you, as someone who is the head of a front office, especially for the first time, unlock those skill sets to be able to maximize the things that made all those people worthy of those big jobs in the first place?
Well, I think part of it comes, there's humility on both sides, right? With the person that remains and the person that takes over. It's trust, it's security, and I mean security in a psychological security.
Yep.
And but I also think that there's a great deal of humility, and the people who are demoted or not necessarily in those positions. Here's what I think is people that are servants don't care about titles. They don't care about, and that's what the job of the general manager is. Yes, you have to oversee things. Yes, you have to be the boss. But really, in that role, Adam's job is to be a servant to the head coach who's serving the players, right? And that's the way this goes. And people, I think, sometimes lose sight of the fact, to answer the other part of the question, I think sometimes just because someone's fired doesn't mean that they're not any good. Just right. Because someone didn't have success in a situation doesn't mean that they're not any good. I was with Bill Belichick when Bill got fired in Cleveland, right? I've been with a number of other coaches and front office people. You know, I was with DQ, right? I was with DQ. DQ got fired. Thomas Dimitroff got fired. Thomas Dimitroff is an incredible general manager. So I think, you know, the first part of that question, when you were talking about, people with experience and they want to run people off, people don't go into those jobs trying to fail. Sometimes there's circumstances that are happening behind closed doors that the world never sees, that the media doesn't see, the fans don't see, that have something to do with success and or failure. And just because you're a part of a failed regime doesn't mean that you're a failure and doesn't mean that you're not any good.
That is very well put. Scott Pioli is with us from the NFL Network here on the Hoffman Show. So then he gets to picking players, and he's pretty good. And the guys he's got are pretty good at that part, too.
They did all right.
Yeah. When you look at Jaden and you think of knowing Adam like you do, knowing DQ like you do, and obviously this is that is the piece. We can talk about all the other great things they've done, and that's what I do for 15 hours a week here between 4 and 7. But when you look at the Jaden piece of it, what has impressed you the most about either what he has done as an individual or the structure and circumstances that have allowed him to blossom like he has as an individual?
Well, I am a big believer in that the development of quarterbacks is circumstantial, right? And you have to have people around you on not only on the field and in your locker room, but coaches and staff. It takes a village. Now, that being said, you know, I was really fortunate. I worked with the LSU football program as a consultant for Brian Kelly in Jaden's 2 years there, and I got to know him as soon as he walked in the door. And when I had a chance to spend time with him, I was a little bit taken back and was trying to sort out when I first met him, like, okay, this guy can't be this mature. You know, he can't be this smart. He can't be this detailed. And that calm that you see was my every meeting with him. And, you know, I remember reaching out to, or having communication with DQ and AP before the draft. And, you know, I share the story with them about, you know, I know I've shared it in other places in DC about, you know, I had to do Good Morning Football with NFL Network, and we were on Central Time. So I was in there real early in the morning. It was like, it was after 5 o'clock in the morning. And when I got there, Jaden was walking out of a room with these two guys I know weren't coaches, but they were, you know, they were, and he was walking out with his virtual reality goggles. And again, this is now the second year. And I said, "Hey man, what are you doing here?" And I'm thinking, okay, is this guy trying to play me or what? And I'm like, "What were you doing? What'd you learn with the virtual reality goggles?" And he's like, "Well, you know, I've never been to Mississippi State. I've never been to Starkville." He said, "But I just spent the morning learning about Starkville and their sidelines. What it looks like is I can walk in that stadium now and I know exactly where the play clocks are, you know, either the 30-second clock." And it's his attention to detail and maturity and understanding. He has a remarkable work ethic, but he also arrived with outstanding and beyond his year work habits. Then he's had a group of people around him. It's DQ, it's AP, it's Cliff, it's all of these people. There's a village that's developing him, and he's all in. You know, I was blessed to be around Brady, and Brady had all those things that we're talking about here, but he had a village around him of people that were incredible coaches that helped him develop.
Scott, do you ever think of yourself as like the Forrest Gump of the NFL with all these people that you're around? And specifically this, like, if you watch the Commanders make the NFC Championship game, and like, I have been around all these dudes. I didn't know you had Jaden Daniels stories. I knew DQ and Adam from previous conversations. Every guy I asked about, you're like, yeah, I was here, I was there. You're the guy.
No, it's just good fortune, man. I'm blessed to be around good football people, and I'm attracted to their greatness, right? And yeah, so it's I've been fortunate.
They've
done a lot of other things with that roster too. Here's the other thing I'll say about the Jaden Daniels development.
For sure.
And is one of the most unsung signings that they had this year as a free agent, in my opinion, is Tyler Biadasz. And here's what AP did learn, and I know that DQ learned or knows. When AP was in New England, we always made sure that we had a really smart center for a young quarterback. And AP saw that. It started off with Mike Compton, Damian Woody. It was Danny Copen. There was always really smart people in the center because that's the guy who's got to check and be on the same page and be able to help identify the front, identify the mic, and get protections called. And DQ, we had it with Alex Mack, who's one, I mean, I think should be a Hall of Fame center. And bringing in a guy like Tyler, who DQ had knowledge of, and watching the collaboration, quite honestly, between DQ and AP, I know AP saw that, you know, when Bill and I were together in New England, that when you go through that list of free agents, you guys did a pretty good job, right? They knew that Jeremy Chinn, who wasn't a fit for every team, was going to be good for the Commanders. Frankie Louvu, not the right guy for all teams, but certainly the right guy for that team and for DQ's defense. You know, Bobby Wagner, of course. So they built the team the right way as partners.
No doubt. And that has been so much fun to watch. All right, last but not least, with Scott Pioli here from NFL Network, that brings us to this weekend. It's a third time playing each other for the Commanders.
Don't ask me a prediction, Craig.
I'm not going to ask you a prediction.
Don't make it hard.
I try not to ask people for straight up predictions. But what's the most interesting aspect of this game for you? The thing that if it goes one way, the Eagles win. If it goes the other way, the Commanders win. Like the biggest slider, if you will, on the game settings.
Slider. I'm hungry, by the way. I haven't had dinner yet. I'm excited because it's two really good teams, talent-wise. Two good quarterbacks. I can't wait to watch Saquon. I can't wait to watch Saquon against the Commanders' defense. I want to see – the rubber's going to meet the road here somehow, some way. And I want to see can the Commanders hold Saquon the entire game? Because that's what happens. You never know. And then all of a sudden Saquon has a 70-yard run in the fourth quarter. I'm excited. But, I grew up an NFC East guy anyway, right? I was a Giants fan. So I loved as a kid to hate the Eagles. I loved to hate Washington. I hated Dallas more than anything. I'm excited that I'm more focused on how good this is for football and the people involved and the people coaching. I mean, I think the world of the Commanders folks, but, I worked with Nick Sirianni too. You know, he was an entry-level quality control coach for us, and I have a lot of respect for him. There's good football people coaching this weekend, and everyone's going to see good football.
And that's how you get here. Just four remaining. NFL Network has loads of coverage, including from Scott and all his colleagues. You can, of course, watch that wherever you watch your football, on television or on NFL Plus. Scott, always great to catch up. Hopefully see you down the road. And thanks for all the stories.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Craig. Appreciate you, man.
That's Scott Pioli with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, we wrap things up with real things real people said into real microphones.